This audio recording is a service of Incarnation Catholic Church, a Roman Catholic parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Saturday, March 30th, 2024, The Vigil of Easter, by Father William Doc Holliday.
May the words of my mouth, meditation of all our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Easter Vigil, Easter Day, speak a lot of the theology behind this, the spirituality of that. But as I point out quite frequently, we never want to lose sight of the forest for the trees. You want to see what we can glean from just stepping back and looking at the entire picture that is presented to us this day. The gospel today. We read that these women brought sweet spices that coming they might anoint Jesus. Pope St. Gregory the Great says that their love for him in life and death speaks to us as we are to love him in his resurrection. And he speaks of acts that must be done in Holy Church. We learn from these lessons, not just what other people did, but what we are expected to do. The expectations that our Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit speaking through the writers of Scripture, want us to understand. So you have to step back occasionally, look at the pictures. You know, what do we have here? How many times we heard the different resurrection stories? And they're all, you know, speak of our Lord's resurrection. You get these little nuances here and nuances there. But you never want to lose sight of the fact of the details. They brought sweet spices that they might anoint Jesus. What do we get from that? I mean, we're not first century Jews. When we bury people, nobody has to go after they're buried or put in a tomb and take them out and put sweet spices around so they don't stink. Okay, this is why they did that. In colloquial terms, that's what's going on here. We don't have to do that. So what does that speak to? Why do we hear about this if it doesn't apply to our lives? Because there's something more deep here. And the application to our lives is the sweet perfume, the sweet spices that they bring are the perfume of personal virtues. The things that we do, the graces that we receive from the Holy Spirit, using them in this world, not talking about them, not basking in the fact that we have them, but actually using them. We must bring personal virtues to the table in our lives as Catholics. These personal virtues need to be joined to a reputation of good works. As I said, we can't sit around and talk about the things that we would like to do and the things that we've done in the past, but the things that we do, those two things go together. You cannot separate them, our personal virtues and the good works that we do. I want to stop there for a second and talk about the good works thing. Not harp on works versus faith and all that stuff like that, but what are the good works? Notice it says that. It just doesn't say works. It says good works. What is the good work here? To anoint Jesus. That is what makes a work good for them and for us, to anoint Jesus. Works in and of themselves are really, there's a Greek word for it, adiaphora. They are neither here nor there. It's our motivation and why we're doing it, the ends to why we're doing it. And it can be the same act, but it could be good or really bad. This very night, prime example. Churches are loaded with people tonight. Loaded. Everywhere. They're more packed than they ever are on any given Sunday. That's a work. There are a lot of people in there that never go. I'm going to go Easter this year because I haven't been in 5 years. It's a work, right? It is a very good work. It is a holy and commendable work. If that person, I haven't been to Mass in 5 years. I'm going on Easter. And now I'm going to start going every Sunday, every holy day of obligation. I'm going to fulfill my Eucharistic fast. I'm going to go to confession once a year, like the church demands of us. I'm going to do those things. That is a holy work. There are other people who have been browbeat by family members to come to Mass tonight. And in a lot of places, I hope it doesn't happen here, in a lot of places, they'll come up and receive communion. That is not only not a good work, it's abjectly evil. Bottom line, same work, two different things. Why? Because the person who wants to change, they are doing a work that anoints the risen Lord Christ. The other person is doing something because they got browbeat, and this is the time in the Mass where you do that. Good and evil. Our works have to be good. That means that they have to be to anoint Jesus. They have to, in some way, be desirous of ourselves to get ourselves closer to Christ and eternal heaven. That's what we want. That makes it good. If those aren't the motivations, it is not good. This is what we get. But we see they brought sweet spices that they might anoint the Lord. Then they speak of this angel that they saw. They saw a young man, an angel in the form of a young man. We know this from the other Gospels. This young man that's sitting there, the newer versions, they try to lighten things up. And they were amazed when they saw him. And he said, don't be amazed. That doesn't even make any sense. Because if you saw an angel, you would be amazed. That's not what it says. That's in modern translation. You know what it said? They were terrified. They were astonished. They were overcome with fear. The angel says, fear not. Like the old version. Be not affrighted. This is what's going on. They're scared to death. The angel tries to put them at ease and say, citizens of heaven, he's putting them at ease because you're one of Christ's people. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He is risen. Fear not. Dominic, don't fear. You know, there's a lot of, every time angels show up, people get on their face. All right? They get on their face because they're scared to death. And angels always respond, don't do that. I'm a fellow servant. We have to know, as citizens of heaven, just as these women are introducing this at the tomb, we're citizens of heaven. We have an immediate company with the communion of saints. That includes departed faithful people. It is the saints. It's the martyrs. It's the holy angels. It's the Blessed Virgin Mother. All of these people, we have communion with them. Not when we die, right now. This is why we ask for their intercessions. You know, it's interesting to say you saw an angel. There's these little details. Why on earth does it say they saw, you know, you think it'd be enough. They saw this young man in white, this angel. You think that would be sufficient to make the point. This detail, sitting on the right side. Okay, what difference does that make? The right side or the left side? Really makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference. The right side is the life of the resurrection. The left side is the life of this world. Our Lord Jesus Christ points us out in his earthly ministry. He says there are two groups in front of him. There are the sheep and the goats. And the sheep he puts on his right side. And the goats he puts on his left. Being on the left is not good. This is why the angel sitting on the right. Jesus is no longer in this world. He has risen. It's kind of a common thing for Catholics to do the sign of the cross, right? I always say, don't make it look like you're swatting flies in front of you. That's not the thing. We do the sign of the cross, you know, forehead, breast, left to right. One of the things, a lot of people don't even know subtle little things like this. Our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven comes down to earth, reaches out to us who are on the left side and moves us to the right. I hope some of you learned something today. This is why we do these things. Being on the right is huge. Clothed with the right robe, the splendor of the solemn festival, particularly of Easter, but at every Mass, the splendor of the solemn festival. Is Jesus' festival or our festival? Is it about, all about him rising from the dead, or is it about us being in communion with him and our resurrection? It's both. It's not either or. It's both and. It's a festival of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's a festival for us. This should be astonishing for us. It should be amazing for us. It should actually give us a little bit of trepidation, a little bit of fear. But the angel says, fear not. Be not terrified. You see Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He's not dead anymore. He's overcome this. We, on the right side, pray God, have no reason to fear. We bring, should be bringing, personal virtues and good works that anoint our Lord, and have no reason to be terrified. Our Lord Jesus Christ has told us this time and time again. Be anxious for nothing, among other things. And his angels have told us that. Fear not. That's us. That's not everybody. Even here, it's not everybody. There is the right side and the left. He looks at these women and says, fear not. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified and is risen. There are some Roman soldiers that are laying on the ground outside like they're dead because they saw the angel, and the angel didn't say, fear not, Jesus is risen. Why? Because, as St. Pope Gregory the Great says, let those be afraid that have no love for him. Those people that I described before, they're here because they got browbeat and they're just hanging out. They don't love Jesus. If they loved Jesus, they'd go to Mass every Sunday and every holy day have obligation and do what the church says, because the Holy Spirit has spoken to us through the church to do those things. Let those be afraid, says St. Pope Gregory the Great. Let those be terrified who, under the pressure of temptation to this world, have no hope or have given up hope in the salvation that Jesus Christ offers through his resurrection. So there are people out there who should be afraid. Very afraid, terrified, and the angel doesn't give any comforting words. You have to seek Jesus of Nazareth with your personal virtues and with good works that are for his good and his anointing. At least listen to the words of the angel from heaven. Seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.